ED Review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Maria, hi, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good Mikey. Good Mikey.
Hi. How are you? Hi. How are you today?
I'm well, how are you?
Lovely to have you on board.
It's lovely to be on board.
It's your segment of the show is the Mad Men DVD review. And what DVD have you got to review this morning?
Well, we've got the amazing McQueen documentary.
We've been giving away tickets to that all this
week. We sure have. In fact, it opens tomorrow, the 6th of September at cinemas. And far out, it's great.
Do you follow fashion?
Oh, don't look like I do.
Maria, yes you do. You do. You look at the cutting edge of fashion.
So Alexandra McQueen, or Lee Alexandra McQueen, what a freaking amazing guy. I had no idea about, you know, like the, you know, just he's so creative and so humble and understated and so dark.
And one of those creative people, from what I know about him, it just has to get out. Have to get that creativity out somehow or another.
It's almost like he had no choice, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is one of the most interesting people, eh? Interesting people like that. And of course, a tragic story, what happened to him.
Yeah, sort of, extremely.
But a body of work, nevertheless, of which to reflect.
Yeah, a body of tapes, actually, and this is the way that the film is set up. You know, all of his different movements are kind of described throughout the film as tapes. So tape one, tape two, tape three.
Really?
And wow. Yeah, and they talk about his little kind of series that he produced. He's from the East End of London. His father was like a Scottish London taxi driver. His mother was a Cockney. And he's got this heart and soul to him that's really kind of moving. He talks about, you know, being at school and in science, drawing dresses, in maths, drawing dresses. Then he says, I liked art best. he goes off, he's completely uneducated, goes off, gets an apprenticeship as a tailor. The wonderful thing about his kind of approach is that because he's uneducated in a formal sense, everything he sees is really fresh to him. So when he starts reading books, it's from his own perspective. It's not some kind of regurgitation of everything that he's been told or educated about from Dot. He's really fresh. Good grief. He's got this exceptional gift. He can measure people with his eyes and actually draw it really
cool.
fast and then make it.
Wow, that's really cool. There would have been a time when that would have been you probably couldn't do that job.
Yep.
Yeah, if you're at a certain level, if you're designing dresses or garments.
Absolutely.
If you couldn't measure someone with your eyes, you'd be no good. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and he has this kind of on-the-fly kind of approach. You know, he's really spontaneous and, you know, he'll be doing this show and he'll have nothing until the last minute when he starts drawing like 30 pieces. And all of them work.
I know the words to that song.
one of the yeah. Sometimes a bit of pressure, huh? Yeah. the cramming. I think cramming often produces a better result in creativity.
Yeah, I totally do. Yep.
Creativity anyway. He's from nothing, you know, like he's got no money. He's on the dole. He goes to his parents' place and eats like baked beans so that he can buy fabric with his dole money. And then he's showing, like, in the London Fashion Week and winning again and again, and everyone's absolutely shocked by what he's doing. And then he and his boyfriend the next day go to McDonald's and they've got, like, $10.
This is all documented.
Wow, cool. It's real footage of him doing it.
Yeah, there's heaps of real footage, but it's not kind of, like, historical, boring footage. It's just, well, he was pretty well known after a period of time.
Yeah.
We know that eight
years ago. But those starting out days,
yeah,
that you're talking about now, there's footage.
There
from.
Is, yeah, oh, there's wow. a little bit of rubbishy kind of VHS at the beginning, but then it actually springs
into...
Do you
know what? God bless rubbishy VHS.
That's
there's
so
God,
true.
There's God again coming into it, but yeah.
So true.
I love it, a rubbishy VHS.
But he starts getting properly documented fairly early on because of what he's doing. You know, like, his first collection to hit the runway in London Fashion Week was all about Jack the Ripper. And all of the images, you know, like...
I think I based my collection on the man who murdered a collection of prostitutes back in the foggy old...
This is what I mean by his shadow side. He's really big. He's really into this. You know, he talks about... because he's, through his father, related to the...
That term shadow side, where does that come from?
I think it comes from Wiccan, actually. You know, like this Wicca.
Yeah, you brought that term along, did you?
But he talks about, you know, like his father's family from the Isle of Skye being, you know, absolutely pillaged by the English. And then his next collection that goes really big in a very controversial way is called The Highland Rapes. And suddenly out on the runway, he has all of these really stroppy models coming through. And this is really huge, as if they've just been kind of like raped and pillaged. Literally, like their clothes are all ripped. It's very sexual.
It's bold.
It's super bold. It's covered. You know, like, and the headlines scream the next day about what a misogynist he is, et cetera, et cetera. But he's actually making a point about, you know, what happened to the people of the Isle of Skye. Mm-hmm. He's also talking about his own childhood, where there are some pretty dark occurrences and things like that.
How old is this movie?
This
can't
movie,
because we've been giving away double passes to him.
This movie came out, I think, last year.
Part of the film festival, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's probably exceptional.
Exceptional.
Exceptional. This is
Maria,
a brilliant
Maria, we have
film.
Not heard that
yeah,
term from
like
you very
is,
very often. You do not come in and fly the exceptional flag very often. That's awesome.
This is a portrait of an artist, and he's, you know, like he's, despite the exception, I mean, he goes on and works for Givenchy, for Chanel, for everybody.
I've got some Alexander McQueen Puma shoes somewhere along, or somewhere away, because he was designing for them as well. Did like a it's like, it's always, you know how some people jump into, like, you know, get commissioned to do something like that, and it sort of becomes, it just starts out really interesting, then just peters off. His stuff's always, really interesting.
Like, better and better. He's such a rebel. He can't, this is obsession. He can't stop himself. You know, like, this is not a choice. It's not about pretension. It's not about even fashion as such. It's actually just about his creative drive.
I'd like to ask listeners now, if you've got a Simplicity B card and you would like to go and see this movie, to give us a call, 309-3879. First one through with a B card will win a double pass to go and see McQueen in the cinemas at some stage during the season, which is starts tomorrow. September 6th. And is it going to come out on DVD? Or is that,
I'm sure it will, yes.
We're just celebrating it in the cinemas today in the DVD review, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. McQueen the documentary, not the other film. Just FYI. There was a previous film about Alexander McQueen. Anyway, this is about Lee Alexander McQueen. What an amazing guy.
What?
An amazing
I don't understand.
Being. Oh, there was a previous film about him.
Oh, right, but this is the one everyone's talking about. Right.
Yeah, his unwearability.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rocky. How's it going there?
Pretty well, thank you. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, you've got a B card.
Yep.
You're a subscriber to the BFM B card, the Simplicity B card.
Of course I am.
Showing your support to the station, and that's looked after you for so long, and you're doing your little bit, and giving a little bit back, and carrying us through into the future.
As I have been for the last 25 years.
Thanks. Thank you very much, buddy.
No, thank you.
Oh, look, you come in here, and we'll sort you out with these tickets, okay?
All right, mate. Okay.
Thank you. Here we go. Right, thanks very much. Maria, thank you very much.
Most welcome.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Not long till we speak to Simon Bridges.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.